listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what's a genotype and phenotype? You're relaxing in a park, watching a flock of birds fly around overhead or hop around on the ground. Now, at first glance, all of them look the same. Same size, color, pattern. But take a closer look, and you might notice minor differences. The size of a beak, markings on the head or body, length of the tail. We're dealing with, get ready, weird words, genotype and phenotype. Biologists call this variation. It's these tiny differences that lead to the enormous variety and diversity we see in nature. This variation is what fuels evolution. These tiny differences are passed from generation to generation over time as species reproduce. This variation is heritable, meaning the next generation might inherit some of those tiny differences. Notice I said might. It's not guaranteed. And of course, variations can be lost if individuals don't reproduce. Changes in the environment will also affect if these variations continue. Over time, generation after generation, it can lead to the evolution of new species. And that's where those weird words come in, genotype and phenotype. Genotype is spelled G-E-N-O-T-Y-P-E. Phenotype is spelled P-H-E-N-O-T-Y-P-E. Genotype refers to genetics, genetic material. Phenotype refers to the properties you can see and observe. The way I remember it is using the first few letters of each word. Genotype, genes, G-E. Phenotype, physical, P-H. Genotype represents what you can't see with your eyes, but it's what you inherit. It's the genetic information in your cells. That genetic code resides in the DNA, and those genes influence what you're born with, how you develop, and how your body ages into and through adulthood. You get your genotype from your parents. Phenotype is observable. It's influenced by your genes and the environment. Genetics can determine the phenotype of hair color, eye color. Environment can impact phenotypes of body size, disease. Even behaviors count as phenotype since they're observable. Phenotype changes as you or that bird in the flock go through your life cycles. Try this family activity. Go to at least two family members, preferably many more. Write down for each person as many physical traits as you can. Start your list with the easy ones, hair color, eye color, etc. Then move on to things like lefty or righty, hair whorls, earlobes attached or unattached, tongue curling ability, dimples, cleft chin, colorblind, diseases. Finally, see if any phenotypes are in your family members or even you. Well, we've just learned a little bit about genotypes and phenotypes. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday afternoon matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website at wboi.org.